Reading this morning is from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37, the parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You've answered correctly," Jesus said. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and left, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. For those that don't know me, my name is Sue. I'm the children's worker here. I also work for the Riverbank Trust, and these are flags that are surrounding here today are left over. We had a holiday club here, which was amazing, a wonderful time of lots of different people coming together. But before I do anything else now, I'm going to pray. So will you join me? Father, thank you for today. I pray, Lord, it's your voice that we would be heard above mine. I pray for your Holy Spirit to come in power. I pray each person here would know your lavish, extravagant love for them. And I pray that you help us to see each other as you see us. And I pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. So we have been doing a countdown over the last few weeks, and we're on 2. Today we're thinking about 2 greatest commandments. We have 1 God, and we're thinking about 2 greatest commandments. And the truth that we're thinking about is the God of love calls us to live a life of love. So when we saw in our reading, Jesus was asked a question. Now, I don't know about you, but how many times do you ask a question when you know what the answer is going to be? Have you cleaned your room today? Will. I know the answer to that one. Did you make a call to your friend that you promised to make a call to? No. Did you reply to that email, Sue, that Keith sent you? Keith knows the answer to that one. It's a no. So this parable comes from a conversation that Jesus was having with a religious expert. And he knew what the answer was going to be. This expert knew it. He studied the Bible. He knew his Bible. And Jesus said that you love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and muscle and mind, and that you love your neighbor as you do yourself. Jesus said, good answer. That's right. Now, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about the word love. I use the word love when I talk about tennis. Anyone here that loves tennis? Yes, yes, yes. Well done. I use the word love when I talk about coffee. Anyone love coffee here? Yep, needed that one this morning. But in the Bible, the new part of the Testament, there are many different words for love. Now, I need three people to help me. Have I got any volunteers? Anyone to help me? I want to just hold up a sign. You don't have to do anything else. Just want you to hold up a sign. Who can I have? I think I would like Zach to come and help. And I would like, can I have Josh? And who else? Can I have, who else? Yes. Oh, I've got all boys today. Yes, come up. Okay, right. The word love. I've picked out three. There are many. Come over here so I can. There are many words for love. The first one I'm thinking about today is philia love. Now, philia love is the kind of love that friends have for each other. And I thought, how can I show this love? Will, Ben, could you come up here? You haven't seen each other for a while. You're going to say hello to each other. This kind of friendship, how would you say hello to each other? Oh, lovely. That's brilliant. That's a lovely, manly sort of hello. So that's philia love. The next kind of love, thinking about, is eros love. Now, this is the romantic, the slushy, the heart-pounding kind of love that a girl and a boy would have. Emma, Ed. It's that kind of love that makes you go a bit weak at the... There we go. Oh, we see a demonstration. I wasn't even going to do that. That's a bit... Ugh. Isn't it a bit... Ugh? Yeah, there we go. He's hiding. That's the eros love. And the kind of love that we are talking about today is agape love. Now, if a friend hurts me, says something unkind, I might stop loving them. The kind of love, this agape love, if you hold that one up, this is the kind of love that Jesus went to the cross for. It's the kind of love that never stops loving. This is the kind of love that the experts in the law knew how to worship God. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for that demonstration. You can go and sit down now. Thank you. Well done. And well done for not being so embarrassed about your parents there getting romantic. Now, the expert in the law was quoting Deuteronomy 6 and Leviticus 19. He correctly understood that the law demanded just total devotion. I loved it when we were worshiping this morning. Total devotion to one God who loves us and calls us to love our neighbor. And I loved hearing about how we can worship God. We worship him by praying and we worship him by singing this morning. And I was struck by some words that were said at Focus this year. This is a camp we, quite a few of us at church went to. that we are all worship leaders, not in the sense of the superbly talented Niku and his musicians, not in that sense, but wherever we go, we can take the light of Jesus, and by doing that, we are worshiping him. So then we get to the next question. They were trying to trick Jesus. And the next question was, and just how would you define your neighbour? Who is my neighbour? Now I want you to have a look at the person in front of you, behind you. Let's have a look at them. Look at their eyes. Look at them. Don't you love them? Can you see their wonderful faces? It's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. Our neighbours. But hold on a minute. Can I see, can anyone, children, can you see anyone else that's waving or calling, or can you see anyone else? Anyone? Somebody behind me? Behind me? Anyone behind me? Can't see anyone. Ah, other side of the world. My neighbours. Yes, see, my neighbour is calling for help. Our neighbour is anyone that is in need. So not only the people that we sitting next to here, our neighbours at home, but also anyone that needs help. Thank you, Tom. Now, I'm going to ask, we saw some wonderful acting a couple of weeks ago, some wonderful dancing a couple of weeks ago. I wonder, would you mind, Johnny and Connor, would you come up? We're just going to do a little retelling of the story, the Bible story that Jesus told. Now, I wonder, thank you, would you prefer to lie on the carpet, one of you? One of you needs to be the victim. Johnny, are you going to be the victim? Thank you. So if you lie down here, Connor, I'd love you to be the Samaritan. Okay, so I'm going to read this, and I know that your acting skills are super great. So ham it up. So finally, the third traveller came down the road. This man had a big smile on his face. He was so glad to come away from Jerusalem. He hated Jerusalem and its people. He came from a place called Samaria, where he believed the true Jews were. He didn't even talk to people from Jerusalem. He was so happy as he led his donkey along the road, on the road to Jericho. And then he spotted a man who had been beaten up. He was on the floor. But hold on a minute. He could see this man was from Jerusalem. And he would never normally talk to him, let alone touch him. He thought about it. But then he had pity on the victim. He got on his knees to help. He washed the man's wounds with oil. He put his own coat on him, lifted him up onto the donkey. And he took him to an inn where he stayed the night with him, caring for him until the next morning. And he gave the hotel manager enough money for more days of caring. Now, I just want you to sit here for a minute. Remember, Samaritan. Remember, Jew. They wouldn't talk to each other normally. And when Jesus had finished this story, the crowd he was speaking to fell silent. This was shocking. They were amazed by the characters Jesus had chosen. Not only had the two religious people walked right past, but a man who was hated in that community actually went down to help someone that he wouldn't normally talk to. It was shocking. It was radical. But I also thought with this that the victim must have had a change of life in this. Because actually he wouldn't have wanted the Samaritan, in normal circumstances, he wouldn't have wanted him to touch him. He wouldn't have wanted it. This was a foreigner. This was a radical story. I was also thinking that the wounds were on the outside of this poor man that had been robbed. You could see them with your eyes. I'm thinking in today's context, we can't see the wounds on the inside of him. We can't see the fear having been robbed. We can't see the hurt inside him. We can't see what's going on, but Jesus can. And Jesus was telling this story, and only Jesus can be the one that could release him and set him free from all those pain, all that hurt. How are you feeling now? Are you feeling better? Great. Thank you very much, guys. Thanks. Jesus sees us. He sees what's on the inside. He sees our brokenness, and he is our healer. And it's been said that the robber's attitude was, what's yours is mine, and I'm taking it. The religious traveller's was, what's mine is mine, and I'm keeping it. But the Samaritan's was, what's mine is yours, and I'm sharing it. And I've recently had the privilege of meeting some people that have fled a place where they were fearful and scared, and they've come to a place of safety. And we joined in together for lunch, and we were told to bring our own picnic, and that's what I did. And I want you to imagine that this is these Rice Krispie cakes here are my picnic. This is what I brought to the picnic. When it came to the time when the families arrived, I think I might need some help. Sarah, could you help me? These families who had very little, who had come to a strange place, couldn't speak the language, but they knew they were coming to a picnic. They bought the equivalent to share with everyone. See all these chocolate Rice Krispie cakes here? Whatever they had was for complete strangers to share. And that really challenged me about how I do sharing. It was quite extraordinary and delicious. Now, I'm going to take these home with me. You see them here? Would that be right? I take these home with me? Am I going to take these home with me? No, I'm not. You're going to get to share them after church with your cup of tea if you want to. First Corinthians 13 talks about this love, this agape love. That no matter what happens, Jesus keeps on loving us. That's extraordinary. It's life-changing. And he wants us to have this love. It's his gift, a love which just doesn't love people for who we like or the people who are kind to us. It's the sort of love that loves everyone, every single one. So the truth I want us to remember is our God of love calls us to live a life of love. And how do I do this? Well, my Bible down there shows us by remembering the two great commandments, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.